You're listening to SBS News.
This is an extradition hearing, not a criminal trial. But Julian Assange's supporters believe that if he's sent to the United States, it's effectively a death sentence. So, hundreds gathered outside Woolwich Crown Court in London to support the WikiLeaks founder. Issa Vasilevsky is the head of a German Assange support group.
For me, it's the most important thing right now. It's the most important case of our times. And with Julian Assange, there stands and falls press freedom. With Julian Assange, our press freedom is inside on trial. And we must do everything we can in order to help him.
Among those in attendance, Mr. Assange's father, John Shipton.
I don't count the cost. Not a bit. The one who's suffering after 10 years of being arbitrarily detained is Julian. I'm here with you, and after this is over this afternoon, I can go home and have a cup of coffee. Julian, a fellow journalist, goes back to a cell for the 10th year running.
Inside the courtroom, the United States government laid out its case, saying Julian Assange is guilty of straightforward criminality. The 48-year-old is accused of conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to hack the Pentagon's computer system, and with the dissemination of secret files which contained the identities of covert sources in Iraq and Afghanistan. James Lewis QC said he likely put people, human rights activists, journalists, religious leaders, dissidents and their families at risk of serious harm, torture or even death. The court was told some of those identified in the documents have disappeared, although it can't be proved it was a result of WikiLeaks actions. The US also alleges that documents published by WikiLeaks were found in Osama bin Laden's compound when it was raided in 2011. In the doc, Mr. Assange read from legal documents and occasionally waved at friends in the public gallery. He complained that he was unable to follow proceedings as the noise of his supporters outside the court complex was too distracting. But the chants and cheers barely stopped all day. Mr. Assange's legal team laid out the grounds on which they're seeking to block extradition, arguing that the 48-year-old would be a suicide risk if sent to America, and that his private meetings with lawyers inside the Ecuadorian embassy were monitored with secret cameras and microphones. One witness will allege the company doing the surveillance had discussed leaving the embassy door open so Mr. Assange could be kidnapped or poisoned. Kristen Raffenson is the current editor of WikiLeaks.
Julian has throughout the years pointed out the severity of the danger that was looming above him, and he was being called paranoid, he was being called delusional. Now we have the evidence here in the court. They were planning to kidnap, poison, and they are now working on throwing him into maximum security prison for the rest of his days.
Mr. Assange's lawyers insist he's the victim of a political prosecution, caught up in what was described as Donald Trump's war on leakers and journalists. There will be weeks of witnesses to follow. One person we probably won't hear from is Julian Assange himself. His lawyer says it's very unlikely he'll be giving evidence. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.